Thank you for tuning in to Muse on Minis, episode 317.
Using and amusing.
Oh, my God. You guys have completely taken over.
Yeah, perfect. I retire.
Nailed it.
I'm Nigel. I play Kator.
I'm Crump, and I play Retribution and Batman.
I'm Brent, and I also play Retribution this week.
I'm Scott, and I play Trolls.
Brent, and Kator. Can I interest you in some factions? You seem to be switching a lot. Which ones don't you have?
Me?
Yeah.
I've got Signar, Rhett, and Legion right now, and access to all of the rest at basically everything.
Mm. Well, you don't have Trolls, and it's Troll CID, mm-hmm. and that's where news and announcements are going to take us.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, no, I apologize. I was unclear. I have access to all the good factions, Scott.
Dude, Trolls are sweet, I think.
Why are you hurting me like this, Brent?
Actually, in all seriousness, my local game store has Dan Salmon's Trolls and will let me borrow them. So I do, in fact, have access to them, too.
Hmm. Oh, good. So you'll be able to, like, play a good faction and do fun things.
Wait, so
okay,
how is CID going to bring Trolls up to Brent's idea of playable?
Well, first, the Nigel hot take is that the Sea King got brought down to, what, 36 points?
36, yep.
That's unbelievable and awesome.
They made his gun a longer range.
Was it 42 before?
Yeah. It was bonkers. That's a big miss. That's like Santa swing and a miss.
We didn't sell one!
This is now the same price as a Hyperion and cheaper than a Stormwall.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Wait, how does it compare to the Mountain King and the Glacier King? Because, like,
he's cheaper.
Same points, I believe.
Isn't the Glacier King more points?
Points as the Mountain King. Yeah, he's same points as the Mountain King and 1 point cheaper than the Glacial King.
Yeah.
Man, does he still have a 4-inch reach thingy on his activation?
Yes.
That's really good for cheaper than a...
Also, his gun and his Animus is great. Like, he's a really cool dude, so now that he's that cost...
That might be too low.
No, it's perfect. And also, they sort of, like, missed the mark. They have, like, the Mountain King, which is, like, the coolest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
And then you smash a pirate boat onto him.
Yeah.
And it's, like, two great things coming together, peanut butter and chocolate. And then they made it, like, 62 points or whatever. And I was like, well, wah, wah. Yeah, but now...
Hopefully he is going to go live at 36 points, and almost certainly because no one is testing Trolls because of the other announcements.
Uh-oh. Well, Scott is.
Scott, you save him.
Yeah, you basically... Right, you tell him that he should be one less point. Get it lowered.
So, and I was wrong. The Glacial King is 35. Mountain King is 36.
Oh, what?
And Sea King...
He already did it, Nigel.
Jeez.
Well, Scott works that quick.
He got the Glacier King reduced, not the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Right.
He just arrived the Glacier King to get two less points.
That's good. The Glacier King should have probably been cheaper than the Mountain King.
What? Like, I think it's situationally better.
Yeah, the Mountain King. The Mountain King's really good now.
The Glacier King is full of bullcrap.
It gets two 10-inch sprays that minus two def your crap. It has rage.
It has a hit. It's rat 4.
It's higher.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's rat 4.
I think it's 5.
I'm pretty sure that I had Sorsha just out there literally doing, like, the... Degeneration X, like, you know, crotch X.
Yeah, suck it.
And then, suck it. And then he just was, like, whiffing double sprays. Yeah, it was...
You sure it wasn't because your caster was
hey,
Demon's 18?
I was. But still. Yes, Scott?
Hey, Nigel.
Yeah.
He's rat 5. Yeah.
God dang it.
Ah, that would have got Sorsha for sure.
Yeah.
He's almost a Crix level model where everything's one higher than you thought it would be.
Yeah.
No. That's a Signar model. What are you talking about?
To be fair, I thought he was Mat 5, Rat 4. Moving up.
Nope. Mat 6, Rat 5.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, that's bananas.
Yeah, that's really stupid because it's just giant.
Yeah, God.
It's a giant Trog mountain that's got better accuracy than a Kator Jack.
So all they did was take 6 points off the Sea King and he's still the same. Like, that's it. They were just like.
No, and they gave him a longer range gun.
Oh, what's the range on the gun? 10.
Brent?
Scott?
The Sea King is range 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're like 6 points cheaper and 2 plus new range.
Mm-hmm. Nail it.
So if no one's caught on yet, a new CID dropped this week. It included both Trolls and Theme Force inclusions.
Should we do Theme Force real quick first? And then that way everybody can tune out when we get to Trolls.
I'll stay tuned in.
Yeah. Chad too, if he listens.
Yeah. John, you remember John DeShazer's really stupid Sea King list? Were you there for that?
Nope.
He had, like, this I think it was like a Calandra or Borka list. But so the Sea King like vomits water with his Animus.
Yep.
And then he brought like Earthborns to just have a bunch of high def dudes. Like, so it would vomit the water and then like walk forward, and then he'd build a wall of Earthborns around his Sea King, and then he'd 4-inch like reach punch stuff that came in to kill the Earthborns. Because like there's a wall of Earthborns that are like def 14, arm 20 under like Starcross or whatever. Yeah. Now he's got 6 points.
Yeah.
Unless it's so much better. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, what's even better is he's got 6 points plus 1 point for every Earthborn, because the Earthborn is dropping in cost.
Oh, my God. That's like 10 points. That's like a free
That's another Earthborn.
No, it's just a free, yeah. Or, like, Mauler, just a free dive. Mm. Yeah.
And this is the issue I had with Trolls. We're going to take a 14-point model and 45 points worth of support to make it good.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Krillstone and the Sea King.
Well, the Sea King's also
good. No. The Sea King is the good model. We're protecting it with 14-point Earthborns.
Yeah.
That's the strategy.
Hmm.
14-point
Yeah, we're spending 50 points to protect a 42-point model.
Yeah. No, I mean, no 36-point yeah. model.
Well, 36-point now. Yeah. 42 then.
This is worse.
Either way, it's around 50 to protect the other 50. Either way you slice it.
Right. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. It's good to see the trolls are still the same.
Yeah, well, some things never change, but some things do. And the Trollkin CID this week has brought, the Northkin CID for trolls has brought a lot of changes. Do you guys want me to just go ahead and jump into it, or?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll take the pill first, and then we'll have dessert.
The Game of Thrones-inspired faction releases.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the Northkin CID, they made some changes to existing models that needed some, maybe needed a little bit of love. So the first things off are Madrak 1. Madrak 1 gets Guided Hand, or Guided Hand changes on Madrak 1. So target-friendly faction model or unit gains an additional die on each model's next melee attack this turn.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of first melee attack this turn was the biggest change. There are some situations where that is very relevant. But
Fin Blazer's a big one. Otherwise, they never actually got Guided Hand because of Vengeance.
Right.
Wait.
That was the big one.
Wait, what? Vengeance happens before you can cast Guided Hand.
Yes, but Guided Hand used to say first melee attack, not next. So they changed it to next, so it actually applies to his feet and to units with Vengeance.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Otherwise, their first melee attack would have already happened, and they wouldn't get the extra dice. Kind of a closing the loophole type thing.
Sure. I mean, it's basically his feet is the, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, essentially, like, you're looking at, like, interaction with his feet.
Yeah.
Interaction with Vengeance. Like, it was pretty corner case, but it was still a situation that, like, this is just a small little quality of life improvement. I still, like, looking at Madrak 1, I'm not obviously convinced that Madrak 1 is going to be tearing up the tournament scene anytime soon. But small little changes like this will go a little bit of the distance towards helping him hit maybe a more playable level. And he is in CID, so future changes are definitely possible. The next one is Grim 1. So his feet changed quite a bit. It still is -3 speed, -3 defense. However, when you feet, models that suffer the -3 speed cannot charge or make power special attacks. So,
it's the Mark II feet.
They added the no charge back.
Yeah, they added the no charge and no power attacks, or no special attacks too. They added that back because one of the problems that people were running into with Grim 1 is because you could now charge while obviously under a speed penalty. What would essentially happen with Grim 1 is they would slow down parts of his army, but because of a 12-inch control area, he would get close enough to be able to affect a reasonable number of models and then just get killed because -3 speed and still being able to charge wasn't enough to protect him. So it's a small quality of life improvement, and that's really the only change to Grim 1. I'm actually really excited to see kind of what Grim 1 does. going forward, because I think the change to his feet plus having some more infantry or having more infantry-centric lists show up in the format might make Grimm one a very, very attractive option again.
Was his feet,
I'm really curious.
Was his feet in Mark II couldn't advance except to change facing? I forget what.
No, it was just minus three defense, minus three speed.
Okay. So they just actually effectively gave him back his Mark II feet.
And I would like to touch on that for a moment, not so much because of Grimm, but it's pretty easy to extrapolate that Kruger 2 will probably see the same benefit.
I doubt it.
And
I hope, but I highly doubt it, because it also comes with a 3-inch push and on a 14-inch control area.
What was the other? Oh, it's three. This minus three death. And I have fingers crossed that Saren will get that back on Breast Stealer.
Oh, you're cute.
Something is needed for her.
I mean, you could just have bad casters. I mean, she's not actually that bad. She's not Krissa. Like, it's fine. This game is something for her.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of, like, there has been a couple people talking about playing Saren, right? Like, wasn't Jake Van Meter playing her in an event? Like,
By the time this goes live, we'll have seen how he did.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, lock and load's this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Snappity. By the time this goes live, we will not have seen
it. Yeah, we will be talking about it while it's happening live.
We're back on track with the editing. Lance is like an all-star again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this will be dropping Friday. That's when lock and load's getting hot.
I don't even know where to go with that. Just don't
worry about it.
I don't think I've ever heard drop it like it's hot and War Machine mixed into the same reference before, and I'm a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next one, Borka 1, big change there. Mosh Pit now stands up knockdown models. Like, everything else is the same. Mosh Pit just has, like...
And then they said there's just a quality of life increase because it allowed Felcallers to do other stuff, which is I don't know, it's kind of cool. Like,
they don't have to reveille or
whatever. Yeah, they can just go plus twos for everybody.
That's pretty good.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You pass every top check.
I think it's really cool. I mean, Borka 1 has been kind of resurging in popularity among troll players, all six of us, and,
Mm-hmm.
So there's I actually think like there's probably something to it. Like, just getting the stand up allows you to still kind of get mileage out of your Felcaller, so you're not like, because you kind of get stuck into situations with him where like you want to Felcall something for plus two to hit, but you also really need Reveille too, because you need to get more dudes in there. So I think it's actually really cool. It's a cute little quality of life. The Keg Carrier, by the way, stays the same. Pyre Troll is a
he's just in CID.
Yeah, he's just in CID, but there's no changes to him at this time. The only change to the Winter Troll in CID right now is he picks up Pathfinder and goes to Rat 5. Rat 5 is a pretty significant improvement for him. Not sure that we're going to see him a lot on the table, but he's in CID, so we'll see what happens.
He also gains Northkin as a tag.
Mm-hmm.
He did gain Northkin as a tag. Next one is the Earthborn Dire Troll. So far, the only changes to him is he's gone down by a point. He's 14 points in CID. The Krillstone has a really interesting star action attached to it now. So the leader of the Krillstone has a star action called Awaken the Stone, and it's just simply this model gains D3 Fury.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's important to remember that Protective Aura itself is not... A lot of people sometimes miss the fact that turning on the stone for Protective Aura, they think it's an action. It's not an action. So it is very possible to star action, the model gains D3 Fury, advance 5 inches, and then activate the Protective Aura.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, you can keep it pretty much topped off. The thing I think is really cool about this is that... The thing I think is really cool about this is really going to help out low fury warlocks a lot.
I think it solves
like Borka 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that, Nigel?
I think it totally solves the Fury problem with it altogether. Like, Chad would have like, blown both nuts on the regular. Like, this is, like, the perfect thing. The plus one strength is cool on the regular warp, but this guy adding the D3, that's spectacular. Wait.
Now, oh, this isn't the UA.
This is just what the action has.
This isn't the UA.
Yeah, that makes it
this
even better.
This is just the leader.
I thought that this was something like, if this was what the UA did, the other guy, that would be worth, like, oh, yeah, I would do that. I would just never. But, yeah, the fact that this is just a star action of the unit, which does slow it down, but not that's not a big deal.
Yeah, not really.
Well, I was kind of thinking about, like, how that works. And I think, like, because it'll be real easy for your Warlock to just dump, like, 3 or 4 Fury on it turn one. And then it runs turn one. And then turn two, it doesn't really need to run because after you D3 another 3 or 4, like, another 2 Fury, like, it's probably going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 4 to 6 Fury on it. So, like, it should have an aura big enough to get what you need to get even under, like, a regular 5-inch advance. So, like, pretty much once you get past, like, that turn one hump and you get, like, you get it fueled enough to where the D3 Fury points that it picks up every turn is going to kind of keep it going. Like, I actually think it's, like, I think you're absolutely right. I think it solves the problem with the stone. Hmm.
Do you think this makes Magitek 2 playable again?
I think there's opportunity. I want to test it. There's a lot of stuff I want to test with that.
I think it makes it's like, such a huge deal. Like, Kalandra is, like, loving it. Any caster with, like, 3 upkeeps is loving it because you can just get them all out on turn one and not have to actually put any into the vault. And the vault can just kind of make its own early and then just kind of start building its own top off. Like, that's always the big problem. Everybody takes... This is like, you don't have to take Trozis anymore, because a lot of people just use Trozis to, like, get something out on turn one.
Yep.
To be a little bit focused. Like, one turn of focus efficiency so they can fill the Creel Stone. And then it's just this useless, like, solo who kind of shoots off some sort of offensive spell the rest of the game. But, like, now you can...
Now he doesn't get played at all, right? Because he can't cast upkeeps.
Well, yeah. Now he's just... Never mind. I'm just... Yeah.
You're thinking of Mark II.
Yeah, I'm Mark II, bud. Never mind.
Yeah,
Jesus Crispies.
That guy's pretty worthless now.
Yeah.
Like...
Spells leave.
I mean, he does see play in a lot of troll lists. Horgul 2 loves him.
He's free.
Great 2 loves him. Yeah, he is free.
It just
sucks.
In
a lot of troll lists.
It just sucks because he's, like, almost essentially just a free Fury now, like, these days.
But, yeah, at least they get... Yeah.
Well, what I was thinking about with the Awaken the Stone action, like, one of the things I think that a lot of people are missing with this is that this allows you to play a very infantry-centric list with just a few beasts, but still allow you to keep your Warlock full, because you can still Fury Vault off of the stone. So, like, if you're running, like my Magitek 2 list typically runs, like, a Mauler and an Axer. So if I lose one of those beasts, I get to spirit bond a Fury. Mm-hmm. So, like, I essentially can use the stone as a Fury battery if it's no longer needed as a +2 arm swing. So, like, I think that's actually really cool, and it allows trolls to play a little bit leaner on battle group than what they typically have, which has been it's a very significant difference. Like, it's a very huge change from what trolls have been doing previously, which has just been all beast brick all the time. So I don't know how important it'll be. Like, it's just my observation. I want to test it, but I think it's definitely cool to have that option.
Yeah.
Champions are the next thing on the list. The only thing happened to them is they dropped in points. They are now 9 points for a min unit and 15 points for a max unit.
Dropping from...
17.
Okay.
I want to say 17-12.
Sure. Not bad. That's it, though? No 3 more wounds?
Nope, not 3 more wounds.
God. I literally just, like, refuse to play medium-based infantry now. Like heavy infantry, because I'm just like, nope. It's just, I can't bring myself to do it. Just the...
Tharn theme is still really strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of 8-wound models, the Long Riders went down, or Long Riders stayed the same in cost, but they went up to arm 18, and they still have 8 wounds. So now under Stone, they're arm 20, so that's pretty sweet.
Are they still 1-inch? They're 1-inch, right? Melee?
They are 1-inch melee range. That is correct.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, spell color, no changes to those, no changes to the Rune Bearer. Rock goes down by a couple points.
Nice.
So he's at 19.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And then in the interest of kind of like, because I can spend hours and hours and hours talking about everything in Trolls, so mm-hmm. And I definitely don't want to turn this into the Scott cast, because that's like the most boring thing on the planet. Basically, Borka 2 sees a lot of changes. His Field Marshal makes everything Northkin in addition to Immune Cold, and then gives it Repo 3. What's really neat is he has Attuned Spirit. So once per activation, this model can cast the Animi of a Northkin Warbeast in his battle group without spending Fury. So Borka 2 essentially gets to cast a free Animi, because all of his beasts in his battle group are Northkin.
Mm-hmm. And then he has Defiant Rage. That was my thing.
Yeah.
It straight from
Doom Shaper 3 is like, but. And then he has Defiant Rage. So if Borka 2 gets damaged by an attack, he gains plus 2 strength and arm for one round. And then his mount gained knockdown.
Legit. It had crit knockdown before, right?
He also gained Snow Shroud is now Fog of War, except not an upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whoa. That's all right. That's sweet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Friendly faction models gain concealment while in control. It's just his side.
It's not crappy Fog of War.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah.
Yep. Yeah, his whole Shroud's solid.
This whole battle group getting repositioned 3 is just good.
Mm-hmm.
That's no, it's...
Or was that on just him?
Only he has Repo 3.
Oh, dang it, Scott, you misled.
No, his Field Marshal Northkin, Warbeast in this model's battle group are Northkin models and gain immunity cold. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I misread that. My apologies. Borka has Repo 3.
Dang it, I was like, Borka got legit, because everything has counter charge still. You're like, going and punch stuff. And
Borka just turned into Trollkovich.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's not Trollkovich.
With Sad Marauders. Mm. Or Shmarauders. Or what is
yeah.
Yeah, I can't even do it.
Schmenderauders.
Schmenderauders.
Yeah.
The Glacier King just becomes type Northkin. Sure. Northkin Fire Eaters, are they're not going to change.
Are Winter Trolls Northkin now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just basically if it has ice on it, they're just like, psh.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
We already talked about the Sea King a little bit earlier. They did pick up a new war beast, the Troll Basher. So it's a light beast, 22 boxes, costs 8. He has, his animus is Icy Breath, so it's basically chiller. It just grants chiller. Immune to cold, Pathfinder, regeneration. He has a heavy mace, which is a range 1, power strength 14 attack, and then he has beat back and crit stagger.
Okay. Is that the guy who had, the ice shard? Is that...
That's the ice troll.
Oh.
Yep, so that's the actual ice troll.
Okay.
So
yeah, we got another light coming up.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
there you go, Nick.
What's his power plus strength, that guy? 14?
14.
So he's, man.
14.
All right.
The Ice Troll is 9 points, has the same defensive stats. They're both defense 12, arm 16.
Sure.
He has recoil as an animus, so it's Swift Hunter. He has a thrown ice spear, so it's a range 10, pal 13. It has crit freeze, and then it's thrown, of course.
Wanted to just have freeze.
I actually have a question on this one. So he's PS-13 on his throne and regular spear, I'm going to assume you have both a Mauler or other Sorcerer Rage and a stone in the list. Is he just like make Loki super sad?
I mean, he's the same as a Impaler. Like, it's literally the same, except they gave it crit freeze.
Yeah,
because Impalers are powerful strength 13 with thrown weapons. What's this guy's animus?
The ice dude?
Swift Hunter.
It's Swift Hunter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
which could
neat.
Be relevant with. Does Jarl still have reload? Or does he have reload?
He does not have reload. I'm looking right now. Yeah, it does not have reload.
Wait, doesn't Jarl just have Swift Hunter?
He might.
I'm pretty sure he did in part two. Yeah. Oh, God.
He does just have Swift Hunter. Super sweet, though.
Is there a reason to ever take a Mauler now? Like, literally ever? With this guy?
15 points.
What?
A Mauler is 15 points.
No, sorry, not a Mauler. An Impaler. Is there a reason to ever take an Impaler again?
Snipe and crit knockdown over crit freeze.
And reload one. You can get two shots out of it. I think you can get two shots out of an Impaler, right? Aren't they reload one?
I didn't think so. I thought they were just like death on ball throwers.
Yeah, I do not think they're reload.
Yeah, they are not.
You know who might get some value? Actually, how does that work with Gristle 2?
What do you want to know?
She's got, like, does she have the spray plus?
One or more.
Yeah.
Okay, one or more.
Yeah, if you spray and kill three dudes, you only get
But she
get
does
to
get
two
three
inches.
Shots, though, right? And she
right.
can shoot each shot one time or whatever.
Yeah.
Or actually, doesn't she just shoot, she just rate fire three, right?
She just shoots three times, yeah. So.
So she's flying around being cool.
I'm just saying, like, how many points is this ice throwy dude?
He is nine.
So he's 2 points less than an Impaler? The same POW plus strength, has range 10 instead of 8, so whoop-dee-dee, I can't snipe it. Like,
but it's also more important that you can't snipe your caster.
Yeah, but you're just, why wouldn't you just take a bomber? So, like, bombers have that animus now.
When you're just running Calandra for Soothing Song, it doesn't really matter. What's your cheapest light?
I get, yeah. No, it was just more that, like, the reason Impalers got taken in, like, Mark II was so you could snipe bombers, because bombers' range was, like, garbage. And then they made the animus self, and then it gave bombers it. So it's just like...
And now this guy's all cool.
And now there's Impaler for less that has crit freeze instead of... I guess it's got crit smite, right? So pick your crit. I don't know. I'd play this guy just so you can make the sweet Batman puns, like the Mr. Freeze puns.
So, Nick, I heard your, I listened to the first episode of Fireteam Core.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, why'd you listen? You don't even play that game.
I have some Infinity models.
What?
Whoa. What faction?
Oh, God, you're going to make me go get them.
Asian?
I can't.
American. Wait, hold on. Are they like Rangers? Like Army Rangers?
Are they red, blue, green?
Oh, is it that Asian?
Orange.
Are they alien?
They're red.
Nomads.
And they have really sweet guns.
Nomads.
And they're really cool looking.
And they're a bunch of furries.
No, he's probably got like mobile brigadas and stuff. It's Nomads.
Mobile Brigada, thank you. Yeah. I can never Everyone's remember
fucking
their name.
Lame ad is more like it.
Nope. They're the best. You've picked correctly, Scott.
I loved Tim's summary of it. He's just like, it's if 4chan and Reddit went into space together. Like, that's that faction.
Yeah.
God.
Love it. I hated it at first, but then I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, there are literally furries in that faction.
As soon as I realized that AIDS trumps ninjas, I was like, perfect. This is the faction for me.
Oh, God. Speaking of, hey, have you started designing Grimkin tokens at all?
Yeah. I took a lot of pictures of gerbil skulls, and...
Nice.
Yeah.
Part of me secretly thinks
gerbil skulls,
are,
butt plugs, and, like, general piercings.
Our feet token should literally just be a head of Trump. Like,
no, no, just, it's yeah. It's going to be an anal plug.
Oh, they don't have feet, so they're Trump token, I guess, rather.
Hmm.
There's just a butt plug. Like, what?
No.
What does that have to do with anything?
What?
You mean a gerbil plug?
Like, I feel like they listen to a lot of, like, Tool, and they're into BDSM, and maybe they listen to KMFDM. Maybe typo negative. Actually, that's 100. Never mind. They're the typo negative faction. I mean, Scott, do you disagree?
I mean, it could be MFDMK.
Isn't that actually just KMFDM?
It is. Yeah. They rebadged themselves and re-released when their producer left, and then like one of the band members left, and then they rebadged themselves
as MDFMK,
and then re-released. They just did their name backwards.
I would like to say that as I make fun of them, I do absolutely love KMFDM. I actually enjoy Typo Negative too, but
I don't even know what you're talking.
They
about.
Love gerbil skulls. Let's just you got to keep it real.
I mean, KMFDM was like, I don't know, they were Trent Reznor before Trent Reznor went mainstream, I guess. Like, that's how I always kind of look at them. Like, they represented kind of like that metalcore slash trip-hop slash, or not trip-hop, but that metalcore slash electronica influence.
Mm-hmm. They were like...
What is wrong with you, MacBook?
They were trying to make the soundtrack to Blade before Blade came out.
Exactly, yeah.
And it was like, it was legit.
And, I mean, to be fair, like, I think the name of the song is Juke Joint Jezebel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That song was on like 37,000 soundtracks in the mid to late 90s.
Hmm.
And it was a lot like Halcyon On and On and On by Orbital.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was on like 70,000 different soundtracks and nobody knew who the band was. But every time it came on in like a bar or something, everybody's like, yay! And yeah. Freaking out. So it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, a lot of vampire LARPers did gross things to that music.
Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like KMFDM, God Lives Underwater, oh my gosh, Juno Reactor, yeah, like mm-hmm. they, yeah.
Boom.
It's the stuff of Grimkin.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
What do you mean? We're going to talk about CID. What do
no,
you
no,
mean?
No, I meant for the Grimkin tokens. I don't think we should completely just repurpose the minion tokens.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to have like a discussion. We're recording.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to have a token planning session on the...
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were recording. Brent walked away. Why were we... Because
no. You never know when the gold's going to come up.
Are you going to repurpose the minions tokens as scorn tokens now?
No, we were... Sure. Yeah, we could.
I do love this bit.
We could do that.
So Brent creates this post on a local Facebook group. It's like, what is the best minions warlock? And then it has like a bunch of scorn warlocks listed. And, like, it was really funny because, like, there were a couple people that were like, oh, yeah, this is kind of cool. And then, like, Mike is a Minions player. And his reply at the very bottom is just like, I hate you so much right now. I'm like, that's perfect.
I do. I mean, we can say this for the cast. We can talk about it on the cast, yeah. Maybe just start.
I mean, this is the cast. We're, with the process of editing, we will reforge it.
I didn't love that, like, so Mark III happens. Everybody hates it. Scorn players hate it especially. They go through, like, 8 grueling months of getting kicked in the nuts, and then they're like, all right, we, for some reason, decided to punch Scorn in the nuts, like, way too hard from Mark II to Mark III, because they were right at the top tables. And then they ratted them to, like, buff them up, and they're still not good enough, and they're like, now you get another entire faction in your faction. We fixed
you. Whoa. I don't know where you're getting this Scorn isn't good enough thing.
Oh, geez.
Scorn's consistently been placing in larger events. Yeah. Like, they're solid. They're really solid.
Well, not according to Privateer Press, because they just doubled their model, like, count. Their in-faction model count.
Yeah, but I think it's, like,
the other Warlocks people weren't using anyway.
By the way, how did this possibly go, like, they're throwing so many more models into that faction. How did, like...
Well, that's how balanced Scorn was, is that you could literally add anything to them. You could add Kador to them, and they'd still be basically the same faction.
Well, I think the thing was is that a lot of... Oh, I don't even know where to go with that.
Where is that Scorn theme force? I rely...
Actually, that's a really good question, Brent. I can't find it on the CID...
CID theme force discussion part 2. It is the last page.
Yeah.
Is it under the models and rules? No. It's under the discussion part. I'm sorry. Let me go back over there.
What casters or what warlocks? Sorry, can be taken in it.
The Morgul's, Naresh, and Zakhar.
Is Zakhar the new one? The whippy.
He's the battle box one.
Yeah, whippy whip. God, that model is so atrocious.
Thankfully, his rules exactly match his appearance.
No, that's rare. His rules are way better than his appearance.
I painted him up. He's fine when I painted him. Like, he wasn't great or anything, but there's definitely worse out there.
So it's all of the Morgul's? It's just Pain-Giver dudes is the shtick. Okay.
Which is all the Morgul's, Zakhar, and they added Naresh into it.
Wait, Pimp Hand Morgul? Like, Pimp Morgul and his escorts can...
He can get an arc node by taking the appropriate gator.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
And Morgul 1 can get, a PS-22... bronze back or something stupid.
I mean, why don't you just take a gator? Like PS 1 million gator.
Actually, I figured you would take a Roadhog for the built-in Pathfinder.
But don't you have Rush? Just Rush it.
No, that way you can rage it off of the Wrestler and then free Pathfinder. Or you can Primal it.
Yeah.
Hey, Brent.
No one's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the PDF handy where it talks about the inclusion of mercs and minions into theme forces and the Scorn theme force?
Yeah, one sec.
Does any Scorn what? I'm just trying to figure out if anything in Scorn getting reach is bad.
I mean, you could make an argument for the bronze back. That might be kind of scary.
But the train wreck overwrites the reach, so it's not as bad.
Archidon?
No, like, it's definitely not game-shattering or anything, for sure.
Morgul 1 getting reach is pretty lol. Why'd you bring infantry, you stupid?
Is elasticity not Warbeast only?
No, they changed it in this edition. It's everybody.
Well,
friendly
it's self,
model.
Right? Self, no. Though? You can literally, throw it around.
To range 6.
What?
Target friendly faction model
really
become
like,
range 2.
I actually really like the Scorn theme force. I think it's cool.
Does the Void Spirit have Thresher? And does he not have Reach?
that guy can't be taken in the theme force, though.
Okay, good.
I don't think, at least. I mean, he's not a pain giver, so I assume he can't be.
The he's Void Spirit, to my knowledge, cannot be taken.
Mordekar is not a pain giver, I believe. Is he the one that makes the spirits off Despoiler?
What?
Mordekar,
Despoiler can't
the
be taken in the theme force, period, right? Because he's not...
Yeah, because you can't take Mordekar.
Right. This isn't some stupid Legion theme force where they're like, all the characters just because for no reason. Blah.
That theme force was Call of the Dragon. I mean.
Go on. Like,
it was terrible. And now it's less terrible.
There might actually be something to it. It was pretty cool to see it played with, like an unyielding Thagrosh Blightfield. Not Blightfield. Whatever his Draconic Aura. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool to see, like, an unyielding Orid, Zuriel, Azrael, and Titan. Yeah, I mean, like, that was actually tough to chew through.
Yeah, it's like a Centurion with Arcane Shield.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Except you don't get the armor against everything. You lose 4 points against guns.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, that... We'll be very surprised if...
Nothing surprises me anymore.
I will be super surprised if they're just like, Minions is now Scorn, because that's basically what this theme for.
I think it's going to end up with, you get to choose one Minions War Beast to be friendly faction.
Yeah, that would make sense to me. I mean, obviously they wanted to do something to include Scorn, or to include Minions into Scorn, because for a long time, Scorn, especially, I mean, obviously in Mark II, relied so heavily on Minions for unit selections, particularly Gatorm and Posse, obviously. So
it's because Horde's infantry sucks.
The interesting thing is you get free command attachments for a faction that doesn't have command attachments for those selections.
It's either that or solos. You can take the Taskmaster. Did I think I read that right earlier, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like skimmed everything. Everything I see War Machine related now comes through the filter of the Omaha War Machine group.
Like, yeah.
They're the only place that actually posts things, and it shows up in my feed, and I'm like, ooh, something's happening.
Yeah, too bad that they don't travel, very well.
Well, no, it's just, like, now that the forums don't exist anymore, like, finding all that information, like, centralized is just work.
Hmm. Wargle 2 has elite cadre pain givers.
Yep. That's got to be, like, something super hilarious and stupid.
What do you mean?
By just merging all of Minions into Scorn and counting them as, like, faction. Because don't the units also count as faction? Or, like, one of them can or something like that?
They're all friendly faction, I believe.
Like, all the Minions.
I sent over the PDF to Nigel if he opens up Facebook Messenger.
Nigel, get it. Send it to me. Dick, we're friends.
We should probably just add Nick in our little three-man chat.
You guys have a three-man chat?
Yeah, it helps us when we podcast. We can type to each other.
Oh,
so it's like if someone has a point.
You can get Gators with Overtake, Parry, and Acrobatics with Morgul 3.
Mother of God.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It seems kind of niche, but...
All right. So how do we want to structure the podcast?
Structure? We don't need no structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free flow.
This is the Wild West of podcasts.
I'm going to guess we're going to start by talking about stuff that's outdated while we're talking about it. And
yeah.
First impressions of something that's obviously not going to make it through CID.
Scott, you can just rein us in. And we'll, like, whenever we're boring, just move us on to the next thing.
What number are we on? 317, yeah. Boom.
Ooh, do I get to do the intro?
If you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet!
Oh, God. I'm gonna have to message Scott's wife and tell her there's a cleanup.
Gross.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny.
I don't get it.
All right. So I've got all the Trollkin information pulled up. You guys ready to go?
Screw it. Fine. I'll be a single man.
Hold on. I'll add you to the other chitty chat. 1 second. I'll be right back.
Well, where are you going?
All right. Well, while he's going to do that, I'm going to step outside for a second. Real quick, so that way this does not.
My brother's literally like, have you guys started podcasting yet? And I'm like, yeah. And then he's messaged me literally like 40 times. And he's like, if you're podcasting, I'm not going to come down. Okay, I'm coming down. It's like, God damn it.
Tell Adam to get on the podcast.
He has nothing to contribute. To be fair, I don't either. I guess I played against like 2 games of War Machine last week.
There you go. How'd you like the rap battle? Anyway.
I played that Ossian list that I talked about like 2 weeks ago. It was pretty sweet.
Scott, do you realize you played more games with War Machine last night?
Than Nick has in 3 months? Yeah, probably.
What? How many games did you play last night?
4-ish?
I played that many in the past.
Yeah, 4. It was 4 from Brent and I.
I mean, do they count as games if you only like lived a turn 2?
One of them went to turn 3.
They still count as games.
Oh, okay.
You've been added.
Whoa. I feel like I'm in this magical... meme notifications.
Now, what really sucks is, for some reason, when they announced this... Oh, sorry, Scott. I was jumping in there. When they announced this...
No, you're fine. Go ahead, Nigel.
I read it. What made me excited is I read it that they were saying, so Vanilla needs, like, some love, too. I don't know where I got this, but I literally just read it. I just must have been, like, Nigel-colored goggles. I just read what I wanted. But I thought that they were saying that, like, Vanilla List would be able to take a mercenary unit as Partisan, which then I got super bonerific. I'm like, right. Oh, that might actually be something cool.
You're like, I might not take Thieve Forces.
Yeah. And
because,
then, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay immediately swooped in. No, you're illiterate. Your literacy has screwed you again, Nigel. It's like, damn it.
They're because just making Thieve Forces
better. A
free
ballot chef is definitely worth more than an entire Thieve Force.
I mean...
You think so?
No.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
That's exactly my... Yeah.
I was actually just thinking, like, I'm going to sell all my mercs, because I would literally never take Boom Howlers, even with Valachev. I'd probably never take Pirates with Valachev.
I don't think you can sell Boom Howlers. Like, I will bet you cannot sell Boom Howlers for more than 20% of MSRP.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're that bad.
Yeah, and they look bad. It's like the ultimate combo.
Yeah.
They're in the Zakar zone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're worse. Zakar is, like, playable.
Is he?
I think so.
He's
I would
box.
Consider putting him on the table, whereas Boomhowler's there's, like, objectively no reason to.
What about the Legion Battlebox caster?
Jake is winning events with her.
Oh, my God. It's just, we can't, that's, yeah.
When Jake wins events with Boomhowler's.
He can have nice things.
He's the exception that proves the rule.
I think Jake could, like, throw darts at a dartboard, and every section on the dartboard is just a different unit and beast.
Mm-hmm.
And a warlock, and I'm pretty sure you could give him darts, spin him around three times, blindfold him, and then he could just throw darts and then just win with whatever comes up from
that. Yeah, as long as it was Legion.
Hey, which faction should I attempt to get rid of, Legion or Circle?
I voted Legion because the Circle's painted.
You're keeping Rhett, right?
Yeah.
Both of them.
I'm keeping one of the two. Look, getting rid of one is basically like moving heaven and earth. So
you really do love your circle, as I recall.
Getting rid of two feels impossible.
Scott, he's trying to imply that he doesn't love a circle. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. Then you get rid of... So it's not really a question. Then you clearly want to keep your Legion, so then sell your circle.
Yeah, but what makes it doesn't want to keep Legion is transporting them feels like cancer.
and they're not painted, so
yeah.
They look like cancer, too.
Mm.
So, Nick... Jake posted that he's making Saren great again at Lock and Load.
Yeah.
I don't know what his army list is, but he posted a picture of double battle engine and an archangel.
Okay.
In his tournament, and is what he's packing for Lock and Load.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the freaking battle engines go to arm 22, 23 on the feat turn. And they're 30, what, four boxes each?
Something like that.
Like, that'd be tough to chew through.
Like, I know an army that would do it.
Is it that new Scorn theme for us?
I mean,
like,
it rhymes with Schmenderotters.
Schmenderotters?
Yeah, it rhymes with that.
Oh, Lord. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
You know, I had a question for Nigel.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Do you have videos of how to play Harkovic?
Do I have videos on how to play Harkovic? No.
Harkovic and 10 Marauders.
Okay. Well, I was trying for you, Scott.
Oh, man.
It's all right. Every time I put Harkovic on the table, I just...
You don't blow up the world.
I wanted to try him last night. I tried him, and then there's nothing Harkovic does that Vlad 1 just doesn't do better.
Oh, no, you are right, actually.
But you can't play Vlad 1 twice.
Yeah, yeah. If you could play Vlad 1 with 10 Marauders and then Vlad 1 with 15 Rockets, you'd have the ultimate list pair. Unfortunately.
Nigel, dumb question. Do you have a Ghost Sweep player in your area?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We have two Crix players who are quitting the game because they don't want to be Ghost Fleet players. But that's about as close as we get. The Vlad 1 list, Vlad 1 Rockets, it's playable into Ghost Fleet if it's not in corporeal base. If it's just like lots of dudes in recursion. You just have such a volume of garbage. Also, the version that I play of Vlad 1 is a little bit different because I've got so many sprays. So I like really get lots of work done. Like, yeah, I'll actually just kill the Stitch Thrall and everybody else too. But I agree. It could be a problem because I don't have magic attack. So if they throw some Incorp at me, it could be a long day.
Well, I was just going to start stabbing and
yeah,
get it done.
I'm leaning toward Ghost Fleet for recruits now. You realize that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I should build lists for that thing.
For recruits?
That, no, not like the War Machine qualifier, but the thing Shirley is like peer pressuring me into doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The KC Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Peer pressuring you. It's going to be fun. And if you show up early enough on Friday, we're all going to go to the Renaissance Festival and get gigantic turkey legs and eat the hell out of them. Mm-hmm. Eat the heck out of them. I'm sorry.
I actually like their...
Wait, no. I want to back up and analyze Scott apologizing. Where did that come from, Scott?
I accidentally cursed, and you don't curse on the Muse on Minis podcast.
If you don't, the editor has nothing to do.
Yeah.
It just so happens I'd much prefer to keep Lance on my good side.
They actually had to clarify that if your Theme Force allows you to take minion solos and you take Wrong Eye, Snapjaw gets to come with. They had to clarify that.
They also had to clarify you don't get Wrong Eye and Snapjaw for free.
Yep.
By taking free Wrong Eye, which was the first pass.
They've done that basically. Yeah. It's not the first time they've released that, and people are like, free, lots of warlocks. Yeah. They're like, oh, shut up, idiots. And then, yeah, you knew they, like,
I mean,
you know,
like, everybody. I'm sorry, Nigel, go ahead.
Oh, no, just everybody under the sun knew that they weren't going to get it, and of course it has to be clarified because the Rubes have to, like, destroy the English language or slash drive immediately out of the spirit of intent.
That's the point of CID. So
no,
people,
it's true.
People,
no, it's just people are so excited about it. It's like an Easter egg hunt, and they're so proud. Like, oh! It's like, Jesus Christ.
And then they get salty when the...
And then the egg is rotten.
Happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Wrong Eye is worth an Angelius and a Helium, so...
Man, I guess there's a bunch of stuff to talk about. I'm just sad because none of it pertains to the factions that I play.
I have been doing some sweet, sweet stuff with Rhett lately. So, does that count?
What? That's not spoilers, though.
Okay.
Also, have you start playing Kalissa with Eris too? If you haven't done it yet,
you can take Silas in every theme now. Nis Hunters in.
No, oh, well,
Defenders,
maybe, right?
Count board points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Simon, by the way, Gabba Reinholdt in Vlad 1. Suck a D. Coming for you, Denny.
Oh, with the.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Yep. Get out of here. Get out of here, Ghost Fleet.
CID is the worst because, like.
Suck my KD.
I can't build this stuff in War Room. So it's like it doesn't exist for me. And all you guys are talking about it, I'm super confused.
I've been having a lot of fun with Ossian Return of Strike Force lately, and I'm really looking forward to the CID going live.
You can use Forward Commander as well to build lists, and they do a pretty good job of keeping it up to date.
With CID?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, I might do that. Like, War Room should just have a CID mode.
I agree, but I think...
It updates you regularly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, actually put Tinker House to doing, you know, real jobs.
Oh, no, this is all, this isn't Tinkerhouse pushing the database, card database updates. They actually had a post about that. Tinkerhouse just does the overall development. Stuff like this is privateer.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal with Apple Store updates.
Hmm. You got to jump through some hoops.
Scott, what did you do? Where'd you put that zip kicker last night?
That makes your phone blow up.
You were the one who used it. You sprayed the model.
Yeah, I'm probably terrible.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Nigel, finished watching the season of Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for that show to end.
Yeah. The whole Lucy pulling the football out every freaking season multiple times. Like,
Mike Judge is good for about a two-hour movie.
And, well, that it's all the same. Like, Idiocracy was the same thing. Like, literally everything he's ever done is the same thing. For some reason, it was, like, glorious with Beavis and Butthead, but, like...
Right.
It gets pretty tiresome.
Well, it's because they were so stupid that, that would happen to them.
Yeah.
But, like, now we're talking about, like, super intelligent people, and they just, like, keep getting effed, like, repeatedly.
Yeah. Yeah, after the third season, the main character is just generally unlikable.
I thought we were on four. I guess
I mean, it could be four, but yeah. The main dude just sucks at this point. He's essentially, he's Skyler from Breaking Bad. Just like, please die.
Oh, man. Lock and load. You need to come faster.
Really?
Yeah, the game that
That's
I want.
That's what she said, by the way.
The game that I want to play is on the other side of lock and load.
Oh, yeah, SR. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's the sweet land.
Oh, man. Recruits is... Oh, God. Can we get recruits to be CID? I just want to shoot your Jenny right off the table.
Actually, so a friend of mine gave me a sweet, sweet Terminus list because it's...
Oh, God damn
all
it.
The Revenant crew, all the mech thralls, all the necrosurgeons, and a sepulcher. And it's called, I can play this game faster than you can.
Hmm. Also, Terminus, for some reason, is my kryptonite. I'm always advantaged into him, and I somehow find a way to lose. Like, it's just the most idiotic. Jenny's usually the opposite. I'm always disadvantaged into her, and I always, like, blow her up with, like, blast damage or something stupid.
How are you into Haley 2?
I'm about average. It depends on her build. Normal Haley 2, I wreck it. And by normal Haley 2, I mean non-Colossal Haley 2. Colossal Haley 2 is a little more irritating for me. The Haley 2 specifically that bothers me the most is the, which doesn't exist anymore, technically, is, no, it does, I guess, was the Lightning tier list, whatever, in Mark 2. That was miserable for me.
The double Storm Shredder list?
Yep. it's miserable for me because...
Was that the theme force that guy, like, melted about, that it was so unbeatable? I remember some forum post about, like, some guy being...
I don't know about that, but normally in the Signar, I drop Sorsha 1. And that list just destroys her. And then the worst part is it's such a list chicken because they'll have, like, Kane 2 or Kane 1 or something, you know, something that Sorsha does destroy. And, yep.
And now they call it heavy metal, and it still gets you benefits.
Yep. But, yeah, it's pretty tough when you can just drop a Storm Pod next to Sorsha and then kill her with all the with all the Electro Leaves. All
right.
No, let's start this thingy, I guess.
All right.
And Brent, you just
thank
stick
you for
your
it.
Oh, sorry. I was like, Brent, you stick to your guns. You stay on Ghostly, buddy. I'm coming. Don't you audible to sit.
All right,
Brent, carry on. Go ahead.
No, it's Scott.
Sorry, Scott. Go ahead.